Dossier 4, Activity 3A.
Hello, Allison. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Ron.
Allison, could you tell us a little bit about where you're from?
Yes, sure. So I come from Australia. I come from a very small town that's on the east coast of Australia. It's a town called the Gold Coast, famous for its beaches.
Okay. And how long have you been in France?
I've been in France for around about 2 years now. That's right, almost 2 years.
Okay. And so you're going to get married this weekend?
Yes, I am. Well, it depends, actually. I'm having some problems at the moment with the papers, and so I shall know tomorrow if I'm getting married or not.
That's a lot of pressure. You're going to know tomorrow.
Yes, but, well, I'm just letting things go, and hopefully everything will work out. I have confidence that everything will work out.
Are you having serious administrative problems?
Well, yes, huge problems. So we're having problems with the papers for... It's a special paper that says that I haven't been married before. I'm having huge...
Have you?
No, I haven't. I'm having huge problems with that. I don't know what's going to happen. So either we get married this Saturday or else I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we'd have to put the date back a couple of weeks. I don't know what's going to happen yet, but I'm pretty depressed about that. It's a lot of pressure, and everything's organized for this weekend, but I'm not sure what's going to happen yet.
And so is this the kind of problem that would happen in Australia?
No, I don't think so. Although the problems that we're having now, they come from the Australian Embassy because we sent the paper away a while ago and they didn't send us back the right paper. But I really don't think... I think that if we were in Australia that the problem wouldn't have happened like this. It's much easier there, a lot less paperwork. Who knows?
Let's talk about your wedding plans.
Oh, yes. I can talk about that for hours. I'm very excited. I think we're going to have a nice wedding at a place called Filbois. And they're going to be about 50 or 60 people there. A lot of my relatives are coming over from Australia.
Can you tell us about any particular person who's going to be here who you think might have a hard time integrating into the party?
Well, I think probably there's my grandfather that's coming. He's 81 years old now, so it should be fairly strange for him, but I think he'll have a good time. He's an easygoing type of a person, very relaxed, but it should be interesting for him to see the way that things work in France, and it would be interesting to see the two cultures mixing.
And what do you think he'll probably do when he's face-to-face with the French people and this language barrier?
I think that they'll probably smile a lot, and that'll be about it.
And how would this be different if you were getting married in Australia?
If we were getting married in Australia, it would be very different, actually. It's not so formal. It would probably be a lot better organized because I would have my mother with me. You know what mothers are like when they're organizing weddings. They're in their element. So, yes, it would be different. Of course, the weather would be different. It depends on a lot of factors.
And in terms of photos... This is obviously a crucial part of any wedding.
Yes, well, we haven't found a professional photographer yet, so it depends on whether we find one or not in time for Saturday. It also depends on the weather. If the weather is bad, we may take the photographs inside. It's a lovely building inside, very old. But if the weather is nice, I guess that we'll take the photos outside. But then again, it depends on whether we get a professional photographer or not.
And have you chosen your dress?
Oh, yes, I've chosen my dress. I chose it a long time ago. It's a lovely dress. It's made out of raw silk, and it's going to be very pretty, the dress. It's the one thing that I'm sure about.
Well, I certainly hope that everything goes well, and I'm crossing my fingers for you.
Thanks a lot, Ron.